AMA advocates for complete ban on online gambling adverts. The Australian Medical Association, AMA, has reissued its call for a total ban on online gambling advertisements. Maintaining its long-standing position, the association called upon the government to enact a full ban within 3 years. In a recent statement on its website, the AMA said that banning online gambling ads would align with the unanimous recommendations from the You Win Some, You Lose More Parliamentary Inquiry Report. The report is one of several that have recently called for government action against excessive gambling adverts. Advocates argue that stringent restrictions are necessary to protect vulnerable individuals from gambling-related harm and to prevent children from linking sports with gambling. Despite these calls, the government has been considering a partial ban or limitations on the number of ads, a move that has disappointed activists pushing for more robust measures. Professor Steve Robson insists on complete ad ban. AMA President Professor Steve Robson expressed his dissatisfaction with the government's more lenient stance, describing it as extremely disappointing, and said that he firmly believes that only a full ban will be effective. Quote, "Anything less than a comprehensive ban on online gambling advertising will do nothing to protect Australians falling into the grips of gambling addiction." Professor Steve Robson, AMA President. Robson also warned that anything short of total ad ban would allow gambling companies to find loopholes and exploit the system. He compared the gambling industry to the vaping industry and said that they will behave in the same way. Urgent need to protect Australian youth. In an earlier interview with ABC Radio, Robson underscored the importance of shielding vulnerable people from constant exposure to gambling ads. He also mentioned the need to protect the very impressionable youth in Australia. The AMA added that Australians lose about $25 billion Australian annually to gambling, placing the country at the top of global rankings for gambling losses per capita.